So you went to elementary school there in Perry?
I did.
And then junior high school?
That's kind of interesting. On our land, 160, the land arrangement by the government was there'd be a schoolhouse every few miles where they'd build a local schoolhouse so the country kids could go to school. We had one on our place. There was a schoolhouse 40 there, we called it.
Why did they call it 40?
Because it was located on a 40-acre parcel that would be designated as schoolhouse 40, although the schoolhouse itself only took like half an acre or something. We had one on our farm, and it was 1 through 9 grades, all in one room, with no partitions. An outhouse for the boys, outhouse for the girls. No running water, and no electric lights. That's where I went my first 3 years. I was really lucky because when I was 5 years old, my dad gave me a Shetland pony, which was the meanest little horse in the world. They're just awful. Anyway, I woke up one morning, he was shoving the Shetland pony in my bedroom.
He walked it into your bedroom?
Yes, I still have the saddle too, my house. Yeah, I have a saddle and the bridle. Yeah, they had to push it in there. Shetland ponies are really stubborn.
They don't like to go into
bedrooms. No, they don't mind well. Anyway, the horse was in control. They put a saddle on him, put me on him out in the yard, and right away he tried to rub me off, rubbing up against the fence. He was a mean little rascal. Later on, I got a better horse, but I used to ride that pony to school up there. You could walk faster, usually, than I could ride on that pony.
Did you ride him to school and tie him up?
Yes.
Others probably did the same
thing. Remember I said 1 through 9, I was the only kid in the first grade. We had some ninth graders there, and they were big old tall boys. One of them, one afternoon, said, "I bet I beat you home running. I bet I beat your horse." And I said, "Oh, no way." Boy, we took off on a race, and he beat me a long way.
Really?
Oh, he could run faster than that Shetland pony, yeah. I couldn't make that Shetland pony go fast. He was just so stubborn. He was terrible. But anyway, I finally got a bigger-sized horse that was great. So I grew up riding all my life.
In high school, Perry High School, you were involved in sports, were you?
Yes. I finally got a motorcycle that I could ride to school. But before that, I had to take the school bus. There were only two sports that were practiced during school hours, and that was wrestling. We had an hour in the afternoon for wrestling. And then during basketball season, it was basketball. But football took place after. I tried football a little bit, but I wasn't really meant to be a football player. I don't think my dad was a pretty good football player, so he said in high school, I think he was, really. Anyway, so I was a wrestler, grew up on the wrestling team. That was good. I was real skinny when I was young and tall, so I was the tallest guy on the wrestling team.
Was high school academically a good experience for you or something you didn't like?
Well, I started off slow in school. Like I said, I went to country school. I was the only kid in the first grade, and then when I graduated second grade, I was the only kid in the second and the only kid in the third. So the teacher didn't pay much attention to me. He would just get me busy on drawing pictures or something over there instead of teaching me arithmetic. And my folks finally discovered that I wouldn't learn anything at that country school, why they took me to town. My dad's stepmother and his father lived in Perry, and I'd go every day to lunch at their house, and she would teach me after school, too. She would get me caught up on my arithmetic and things. She was a great help. Without her, I'd never caught up. They took me down to school. He didn't want to have to do that drive every morning. We didn't have school bus service then, but we finally got school bus service. But I had to ride the bus like the other country kids. So.
What was that teacher's name that was so helpful to you?
Not a teacher, my grandmother. Wilma Kirchner.
She
had
one.
Been a school teacher, okay. But she married my grandfather after his wife died.
And she got you up to speed.
Yes, sir. She did. She taught me arithmetic and flashcards and all that stuff. She made me work really hard.
But by the time you got into high school, then you were...
I was caught up, yeah.
You were caught up, yeah. Right. That experience of high school academically, was that good for you?
Yes. Yeah, it was good. And we had a really pretty nice bunch of people who went to high school there. Some of them I admired greatly and sort of followed their footsteps, one being one of your gentlemen that you had interviewed before, Ed Malzahn from Perry.
Yes.
Ed graduated from Perry, went over to Oklahoma A&M, got a degree in mechanical engineering, and then he started Ditchwitz and did quite well.
Yes.
I admired him greatly. And then there was Wayne Swearingen and Gene Swearingen. I don't know that you ever interviewed them, but they came over here to Tulsa and did quite well. So I sort of followed their footsteps and what I took in college and stuff. So high school, yes, it was good.
What year did you graduate from high school?
In 1945.